The surprising connection between universal design and your grandmother's dream retirement home. Your grandmother has been eyeing retirement living options, and she has opinions. Strong ones. She doesn't want a place that screams assisted living or looks like a hospital ward. She wants a beautiful home where she can maintain her independence, host family gatherings, and live comfortably as her needs change over time. What she's describing, whether she knows it or not, is exactly what designers of accessible housing have spent years perfecting. The hidden overlap. When housing designers create homes for people with disabilities, they're solving the same problems that plague traditional retirement living. How do you build spaces that support independence while accommodating changing physical capabilities? How do you incorporate assistive features without creating institutional atmospheres? How do you design for various needs without predicting exactly what those needs will be? These questions drive both accessible housing design and quality retirement home planning. The solutions, remarkably, look nearly identical. Wide doorways, single-level living, accessible bathrooms, and thoughtful technology integration serve both populations equally well. Your grandmother's wish list for her retirement home aligns almost perfectly with the principles guiding SDA housing and accessible design across the board. The features that matter. Consider what makes a retirement home genuinely comfortable. No stairs to navigate means reduced fall risk and easier daily movement. But it's not just about safety. Single-level living eliminates the multiple daily climbs that become exhausting with age. You might call this aging-in-place design, but it's identical to wheelchair-accessible design principles. Bathrooms reveal this connection clearly. The walk-in showers, grab bars, and non-slip surfaces that retirement communities advertise are the same features required in accessible housing. The